expatriates coming to the Czech Republic often find themselves shocked by the charges levied by banks on customers in the country. Postings on the expats.cz message board entitled "Rip Off Banks, Newcomers Beware" sum it up. "I am completely horrified," writes one blogger. "Insane," says another. "What do you expect? They are making a fortune," says a third. Examples of the kind of charges levied by both international and domestic banks operating in the Czech Republic include monthly account fees, fees for deposits, fees for withdrawals, a fee for opening an account as well as closing one, for receiving a statement in the post, as well as for the possession of a cash card. If a customer is unlucky enough to lose a card, then it may cost them 2,000 crowns to have it blocked, as well as 750 crowns to order a replacement. In fact, they may even end up paying for unauthorized transactions on a stolen card. So why are Czech banks charging for what is free in other countries? Pavel Mertlík is the chief economist of the Czech section of the Austrian Raiffeisen Bank.
Well, I think there are two issues which are important. One of them is that it's simply a question of economy of scale. It's a rule that in big countries where the assets of the banking sector are significantly larger, the average banking fees and other charges, like margins as well, are lower. And so it's a question of development of the banking sector as such. If you compare the depth of the banking market in the Czech Republic and Western countries, it's half of that depth, which you can see, for example, in Germany or other countries, or less. So this is one explanation why generally, not only in the Czech Republic, but generally worldwide, in smaller countries with lower depth of financial intermediation, the average fees tend to be higher.
But the question that many are asking is whether this approach undermines the very concept of banking. They have your money, you make interest. Indeed, in the Czech Republic, you actually can lose money by having a bank account. Michal Kebord is a member of the Czech Consumers Protection Association, an organization which seeks to educate consumers and raise awareness of this issue, and has even taken the case of the bank fees to the courts.
There are two problems with the structure of fees and with the volume of fees. The volume is relatively high, and the structure is definitely not transparent, so not every consumer can see how much he has to pay to his bank for particular operations. The information is relatively hidden, and so he cannot compare in advance which, for example, current account is better for him, because there are so much fees that one people cannot calculate everything.
I asked Michal Kebord what he believes causes the banks to charge these fees.
It's about the competition. Our market is not really competitive. If you look at our market, you can see three big banks. And these three big banks had about three quarters of share on the market. So it's a big problem, because the rest of banks have only about 25% market share, and they can do nearly nothing. They cannot start competition. Only one of these three big banks can start it, but they got no motivation for that. It's about a history, because of privatization in the 90s, and then about the activity of past governments when they combined one of two biggest banks in Czech Republic, CSOB and IPB, when there was a bankruptcy of IPB, and now we got only three big banks which can do nearly everything.
Those three banks that dominate the Czech sector are ČSOB, Komerční banka and Česká spořitelna. I approached both ČSOB and Komerční banka for an interview, but both declined to respond, with ČSOB spokesman saying only that these charges were both fair and legitimate. Pavel Mertlík of Raiffeisen Bank.
In the Czech Republic, in recent some 4 or 5 years, banks were doing a lot of changes in their accounting systems. Basically, they were trying to express particularly all specific costs and charge them via fees and not to cover them into margins. So today, typically banks are charging lots of different fees. They certainly can not to do that, but they anyway will have the cost. So in that case, they will cover it under one general fee, or, for example, into the margin, into the costs of the credit or some deposit product or whatever. Charging it according to the actual, let's say, operation costs, it's more fair and more transparent, even if I know that people are sometimes thinking crazy that one has to pay just for keeping the account in the bank, but keeping the account needs lots of work for the bank, so that's the reason why there is a charge.
Patrick Nacher runs a website called Bankovní poplatky, which roughly translates as bank payments, that seeks to educate and inform customers about the issue of banking fees in the Czech Republic.
Charges for basic payments in the Czech Republic are higher than in surrounding countries. It is not that much of a surprise that they are higher than in Western Europe, but what is surprising is that they are considerably higher than in other Eastern European countries, which at the same time undermines the argument that these charges exist because the banks are investing in the creation of a system similar to that which exists in the West. I think that in this sense the market does not function with the flexibility that it should, and the bank charges for basic services are above average in contrast to the rest of Europe, and we also have charges which foreign banks operating here do not charge to the customers in their country of origin.
But Michal Gebord of the Consumers Protection Association believes that the problem has as much to do with Czech bank customers as Czech banks.
Cannot select the best product because all of the products in the Czech Republic are nearly the same. And another problem with the client is that he is very conservative, not only in the meaning of switching the bank, but he also wants some real bank with some building and so on. And the best for him is when the branch of the bank is next to his house. And so, for example, the mBank, new bank coming on the Czech market, has a big problem with that because many people don't like electronic banking industry or electronic bank. They don't believe in it.
As mentioned there, new banks are indeed entering the Czech market, ones which appear to offer genuine change. Plus, the old banks are in many cases being forced to lower some of these charges. But will it have much of a difference? And would strong regulation not be a better solution? Once again, bank charge campaigner Patrick Nacher.
I don't think regulation is the solution. It's far more important that people are talking about this issue, that the European Commission is looking into the issue of bank charges and whether they are transparent and so on, which pleases me, because I think that this will all contribute to the situation from both sides. I hope and think that the banks will be willing to have a discussion about this subject, while the customers will be better educated because they'll have far more information to help assess what is the best choice.
Michal Gebord also agrees that education is a powerful tool, one which could make a difference.
We are working right now on some project from European Union, international project, where the comparison on the website will be available. So we hope that if the consumers can see that some current account or some credit costs half compared to the other, that's one way. And another way, it's in the general motivation. We should tell them, please, you've got the information, so use it. Change your bank, switch it, because you can save much of your money. I think that we should start a competition from the other side, not from the banking industry, but the consumer should say as the first, I want more, I want better product, give me that. And then some bank will come and start a competition, the real competition.
So if bank charges are to come down in the Czech Republic, it appears that it will be as a result of more demanding customers, something which Czechs, fed up over high bank fees, are learning to become.